K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition, Rapid Reaction Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. I'm not going to dive into this too much because we got a big, big, big show ahead of us. Me and Oz will get together tomorrow night, episode 150 of the Pearl Project Podcast going down. It'll be out to you middle of the week ahead of K-State's first round opponent in the NCAA tournament. You know, I don't know what it is. I mean, okay, so you got me with running Grandma's Marathon this summer with the quest for sub 3 in 23, right? That's my tagline, right, for this year, right? Obviously, my quest, I'm trying to turn this into a running podcast, my quest has been kind of been documented on here recently with the whole Dallas Marathon. Of course, I'll get into more, well, not getting more of that, but I'll recap that in a more of a special edition come up here. Got something for y'all on that. But something about this number three that, I don't know, it's kind of funny with me going for sub three in 2023 and the K-State men's basketball team, the third seed, revealed an hour and a half ago. So I'm sitting and recording this on Sunday night here, March 12th. 2023, and they'll be going to the East region and going to Greenville, North Carolina. Wow, who saw that coming on a list? Well, not me, because everyone talked about, at least here locally, all the main K-State media players talked about possibly going to Denver or Des Moines, right? Well, let's throw a curveball in here. Greenville, North Carolina. That's where K-State Wildcats, Jerome Tang, we're back in the NCAA tournament for the first time in, what, 3 years? See what I did there? That's the three. That's this number three. I'm telling you. My last name has it. The year has it, 23. Going for sub three. Now the K-State. Fortunate to get that third seed. Now you got to play a team out of the Big Sky Conference, the Big Sky Champions, Montana State Bobcats. That is your first round opponent here on Friday. And if K-State were to win that, and me and Oz will touch on a lot of this, so we'll break K-State's bracket down and we'll check out the Big 12 team, rest of the Big 12 locations as well. And we'll win a snub as well in the mix as well. We'll talk about that. We'll save the good stuff for that episode. But K-State, if they were, now, okay. On the opponent, let's start with the opponent, Friday, right? Montana, this is Montana State, second straight appearance to the March Madness, to the Big Dance there, of course, the Bobcats or the 14th seed. So this is a 3-14 matchup in the East region. I don't have the time right now. They didn't announce the times or anything yet. I'm pretty sure that'll come out at dual time. This team came in here. They're the Big Sky champions. They beat Northern Arizona to get to the Big Dance, 25-9 overall record. And we already know where K-State is for that 23 wins. And I might get this wrong. I better double check my math here before I get all of it wrong here. 23 wins. Yep, so yeah, 23-9 K-State team, third seed in the East region, going up against a 25-win team, 25-9 overall. Their head coach, Danny Sprinkle, for Montana State, and they do, it's funny, every small team's got a sharpshooter in there, and of course, we'll touch on that in our little preview we got going on our big milestone show, 150th episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. I reference that quite a bit. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, if you love what you're hearing, definitely first off, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking out the Pearl Project Podcast. Second thing, go make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast. Get caught up on the latest dailies and the latest weekly that came out last week with Locked On Big 12 host, Josh Neighbors. That was ahead of the Big 12 tournament, which K-State was one and done after getting manhandled by TCU. But yeah, a lot to talk about here. And I immediately thought about this when this one came out. When Kentucky came on the list, I'm like, oh damn. if both teams were to get by their respective opponents, of course, Kentucky will have their hands full against Providence. Providence has been kind of a regular player in the NCAA tournament. Look, if both teams were to get past their opponents, again, this is March Madness, baby. It happened. You're looking at a possible rematch of the Elite Eight a couple years ago where we took down Kentucky. But that's a whole nother story. I'm pretty sure that's going to get mentioned again. That's a whole nother conversation, though. We have to get by Montana State first, and then we'll have to see what dominoes fall there as well. And, of course, in this East region, Purdue is the number one seed. And then, of course, the overall seed in this thing, Alabama. And you can thank Texas for that. You can thank Texas for that because Texas beat KU, dismantled KU in the second half of the Big 12 championship game yesterday in Kansas City, which I was in Kansas City this weekend, not for the games. And that's for good reason because K-State men's team, they didn't look good at all. And I mentioned that. I did a recap, recorded a recap after I came back of the Big 12 tournament. Well, the one lame game there. So, but yeah, that's just a brief shakeout there, a running reference there of Montana State Bobcats, the Big Sky champions, and K-State will have to go to North Carolina. Interesting. And yes, they are the farthest team out of the Big 12 teams. My, oh my, how the curveball changes things up a little bit. So we'll see what happens, but we'll break the rest of this bracket down the East region as well as take a look at the rest of the Big 12 teams and where they stack up in the NCAA tournament. This is going to be fun. This is going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to this as well. The 150th episode of the Purple Project Podcast lands on March Madness and our Cats in the Big Dance once again, and they look to get out of the first weekend, but they're going to have a tough task here. Montana State, going to have to do a little bit more deep diving on them here. But K-State, Jerome Tang, Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson, Ish, Desi, and the gang will take their talents to North Carolina here and see what they can do next weekend, I should say now, for K-State and Montana State. That is a Friday game. Again, times will be announced, and hopefully times will be announced sometime tomorrow. That would be good because me and Alex will record episode 150 tomorrow, so hopefully we'll know a little bit more about the times on Friday. So big game for K-State, the third seed of the East Regional. March Madness, baby. Let's get the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. Find it once again wherever you listen to your podcast. If you're new, again, welcome on board to the pod. If you've been listening for a while, you've been listening back since fall or since the existence of this podcast started, we appreciate you so much for your continued support of this podcast. Rate, review, do all that good stuff. And no, no one star or two star on this podcast. Don't do it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because I'm going to have to, if I do hear it, then I'm going to go on one of these rants. But please do what you do best. Continue to get the word out about this podcast. K-State Nation, we're going to North Carolina, East Region, the third seed. Take it on Montana State on Friday. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, the third, your host. Go Cats.